24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell, founder of The Secret Vibe. Now, VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And in short, VIBE is short for vibration. Vibration is your energy in motion. And what sort of energy are you sending out today? Remember, the energy that you put out is the energy you draw to yourself. So to get yourself right back into alignment, ask yourself, what do I want? That then enables you to focus positively on what you want to draw into your life. Okay, so it's all about positive vibes. Now, today's show is entitled Prioritize the Law of Sexual Polarity. Now, are you prioritizing the law of sexual polarity in your relationship? And you're probably thinking, for some of you, I've never really heard this term. What is it? Well, the law of sexual polarity is a derivative of the law of attraction. And I'm sure you've heard of the law of attraction. It was made famous through the movie called The Secret. And the law of attraction states that like energy attracts like energy. So if you're feeling negative, you'll attract in negative energy. And if you're feeling positive, you'll attract in positive energy. And that's quite easy to understand. That's why I always say to you, check your vibe. Yes? Well, in another way, how I can describe this is that which is like unto itself is drawn. In other words, you attract more of what you are. Yes, you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. And so the law of sexual polarity describes the attraction that exists between masculine and feminine energy. And so that's why it's important to understand how the law of sexual polarity works. Because when you're out there doing dating and relationships, you have to kind of know how these energies relate to one another. So as individuals, we have both masculine and feminine energy within us. Okay, the yin and the yang. Now, in ancient Chinese philosophy, yin and yang is a concept of dualism. Okay, so it describes how seemingly opposite or contrary forces may actually be complementary, interconnected, interdependent in the natural world, and how they may give rise to each other as they interrelate with one another. So when you think of life, we have death, okay? When we think of movement, we have stillness. When we think of lack, we have wealth. So when we think of male, we think of female, okay? So let's just go into this a little bit more. Okay, so the more masculine energy a person has, the more a feminine energy he or she will attract, so that they feel more masculine. So that is the complementary side of things, okay? So think of the law of attraction, okay? That which is like unto itself is drawn. So if you're a feminine woman, you will attract a masculine man, because then that enables you to feel more feminine. Yes? So that is why the more masculine energy a person has, the more of a feminine energy she will attract, so that they feel more masculine. Now, and of course, vice versa. Now, these energies are not gender specific. It's really important that you understand that. But in the main, they are. Okay, so woman, feminine energy, man, masculine energy. Okay, Now, as a single woman, you need to understand how the law of sexual polarity works and how to actually play into your femininity. If you want to satisfy the question, which I've heard so many times, where have all the masculine men gone? You see, some women, they unwittingly project masculine energy, repelling the masculine energy of a man. Now, I personally became aware of the law of sexual polarity, even though at the time I wasn't referring to it as the law of sexual polarity, when I managed approximately 120 men. And I've, you know, told the story many times about that episode in my life where I attracted a job where I was the only female in an all-male environment, okay? And I had an unusual and unique position, I would say, where in managing these men, I was able to play on my feminine energy to influence, okay? To use my feminine energy more than my male counterparts, in fact, to get the men to do jobs that otherwise would have remained undone, okay? And when I say undone, because it's out of their hours, you know, they've worked the 9 to 5 or the 9 to 7 or whatever their shift is. And they don't have to do it, okay? They don't have to do the overtime. But why was I able to do it? Because the masculine nature of these men, I worked in waste management, okay? So I would send the men out on the road and they would collect the refuse. So if you think of the masculine nature of these men, they're moving bins, you know, and from a diverse, there's diversity of cultures within. But because the masculine nature of these men were attracted to my feminine. So you see, your femininity actually is an advantage. Okay, so feminine energy, how would I describe myself at that time? Feminine energy is receptive. It's receiving. It's nurturing. It's compassionate. It's expressive energy, where you, a woman, I suppose, especially in those days, were taught how to express their feelings. Feminine energy is about expressing your feelings. Whereas masculine energy is described as thinking energy. You know, men, masculine energy very much up in their heads. Okay, it's about making decisions. It's very much doing energy. It's mission orientated. It's competitive energy. So when you think about men in doing football or soccer, as they call it in the States, we have men on the pitch competing with each other to get the ball, yes, to score a goal. Now that energy is called masculine energy. Remember, I said it's not gender specific. So that's described as masculine energy. Now, sexual polarity describes the attraction that exists between the masculine and the feminine energy. And it's in this gap between these opposites that passion resides. You see, when these opposites are not respected for what they are, then attraction is lost and relationships and dating become very bland, very mediocre in terms of the energy and the pull. Now, when we look at modern relationships, where these differences are diminished, in fact, they're encouraged to be diminished, we see really, in a high sexual economy, as it were, very fast relationships. We witness instant gratification as opposed to sexual tension, which is created by anticipation that stretches out. You know, if you want real passion, you need to have a pursuer and the pursued. The masculine energy pursues the feminine energy. Remember, I said that masculine energy is doing energy, okay? Feminine energy is receiving. So the masculine energy pursues the feminine, and it's in the anticipation of the catch within the gap that passion thrives. So in moments of sexual intimacy, one has to be willing to play the feminine and the other the masculine. So it's not no surprise, really, that some couples go into role play. Women want the dominance of the masculine police officer to place them in handcuffs and have their wicked way with them. And the masculine wants the soft, submissive essence of the feminine. So it's useful to think of how sexual polarity plays out in that way. And you can think of sexual polarity in terms of a magnet. So you have the positive side and the negative side. And when these two sides are placed together, they snap together. And when you pull them apart, remember those days in school, you know, you can feel the overwhelming pull for them to kind of come back together. Okay, so that's the tension that is created between the masculine and feminine energy. So think about it in terms of a magnet. Now, when you try to put the same sides together, think about it, negative to negative or positive to positive, what happens? They oppose and repel each other. The two sides do not want to come together. This is what happens when you do not apply your understanding of sexual polarity in a dating situation or in a relationship or even in the workplace, okay, as I previously described in my personal example. The relationship breaks down because two like energies in a relationship are conflicting, okay? They oppose each other and they cause conflict because both are veering, in a sense, to wear the trousers, or should I say none at all, okay? And I'm sure you've heard that expression, you know, like she wants to wear the trousers in the house. So this is what that means, that dynamic of energy, okay? Having two masculines or two feminine energy basically causing conflict in a relationship because they're opposing it. So that's why it's important that a woman learns how to lean into her femininity. Now, a person's sexual vibe, or some people may refer it to a person's sexual essence. You know, I like to use the word vibe. In other words, their vibration is what I use to describe the ratio of masculine to feminine energy that an individual has. And so therefore emanates. Remember, I said that as individuals, we have both masculine and feminine energy within us. But there's a ratio of masculine and feminine energy that, as you know, that we have within us. Okay. So when you think about single women, you know, single mothers, for example, they have to get up, they have to make sure their children are ready for school so that they can get ready for work, and then they have to drop them off, and you know, they have to get the bills paid, and they have to do. Okay, that's when a woman is in her masculine energy. Okay, so don't look at masculine and feminine energy as wrong or right. We each have this within us. Okay, but it just depends on which one are we playing to. Okay, you have to be honest about which one is dominant within you. Okay, so that's what I mean when I refer to ratio. So when you are able to describe the ratio of masculine to feminine energy within you, then you've got an idea of what you're emanating. Okay, so there are some women that, you know, lean more towards the masculine, and some men that, as we know, lean more towards the feminine. And, you know, we see this a lot in the LGBT community. Okay, I'm not saying it doesn't exist outside of that community, but we see a lot in that community. So like I said, this is not about gender. So to further explain, let's use an analogy. Imagine a ruler, okay? So to the far left represents the masculine, and to the far right, the feminine energy. Now, if you're a woman that has a high feminine to masculine energy ratio, in other words, you have more feminine energy in you, then you will attract your equivalent, okay, in terms of a man. Yes, if you're heterosexual, okay, you will attract a high masculine energy man stroke feminine energy ratio. Yes, you understand, because the dominant energy she has is feminine energy, so therefore she will attract the dominant energy, the opposite in a man. Why? Because it enables her to feel more feminine when a masculine man is in her life. You see, she can sit more in that energy. Okay, if she's in her masculine energy and that's where she wants to be, then she will attract in a feminine dominant energy man. Now, on the flip side, you see, it works both ways. Now, a lot of women who are saying that they want a masculine man, what are they actually doing? They're in their feminine energy. They're in their masculine energy. They're complaining that they're attracting effeminate men, but they don't know how the law of sexual polarity works. Okay, so they're out in their respective careers and their jobs and the power positions, and they've got to get deadlines done. But they don't understand that in a romantic situation, okay, while out dating or in a relationship, that they will attract in energy that will make them feel more masculine, because that is the energy that they are projecting. That which is like unto itself is drawn. So if these women are saying that I want to feel feminine, I want to feel feminine. I want to attract a masculine man. Then that means you need to learn how to sit in your feminine energy, which is all about leaning back. Okay. And that's why I step in. Okay. Reach out to me if you're struggling in this area. It's about learning how to speak in a feminine way. Okay. It's about embracing all of that energy within yourself, so that you will then attract the type of man that you want. Okay, so you can contact me at valerieacampbell.com/contact. I'm also available on Instagram. You can send me a direct message, and that's thesecretvibe.co.uk on Instagram. Okay, because a lot of women, they find it difficult to lean into their feminine, because, you know, what with movements like Women's Lib, there's a lot of this that has been lost. It's almost as if to be feminine is disempowering, when in fact it's a strength, as I previously explained in my job. So don't be afraid to emphasize your feminine or masculine vibe, yeah, to increase your polarity within the dynamics of a relationship or dating. You know, when we think about it, society's new norms of political correctness may dissuade you. You know, you may think, you know, I want to be a strong woman. And in fact, you're actually doing yourself a disservice. And like I mentioned, it's what I used in my management role to my advantage. It's what creates chemistry. It's detrimental, in fact, to shrink and to make yourself smaller, to de-emphasize your femininity. or in fact masculinity, to fit in with others. It actually is counterproductive. Because when it comes to romantic love, fully accepting yourself and your sexual vibe or your sexual essence, it is this that ensures for an authentic and a deep connection. You see, a highly masculine energy man, for a woman who is feminine, serves as a rock for her, serves as a permission for her energy to be expressed fully. It serves as a platform for her, for that energy to be expressed, okay? Because a masculine man allows her to lean into that, because that is what he wants. So I'm sure perhaps you've seen the movie Waiting to Exhale. Now there's a scene in there that I just love, love, love. And it's where we witness a woman that is held in the arms of a man. And as she relaxes and she exhales against the masculine wall of his chest, you know, as a woman, you can just kind of empathize with that moment. You're able to feel her bliss as she leans into her femininity. She's just allowed to relax into her femininity. And I'm sure there were many women all around the world who have swooned at that moment. Look, there is nothing more beautiful than when a man allows a woman to just exhale and feel like a woman. And a man is able to feel his masculinity in a woman's presence. You see, in that moment on the dance floor, she's able to really and truly connect with her authentic self. You know, we witness a moment where, albeit temporary, she's just allowed to be. And this is the one gift a man can give to a woman. This is the one gift a woman, let me phrase it in a different way, can give to herself when she allows herself to be in her femininity. This is the one gift a woman cannot give to herself, okay? She needs that masculinity to be able to slip into that, to really feel and embrace her femininity. So our different energies, when you really think about it, just like I described yin and yang earlier, are a gift to the other. That's why we must prioritize the law of sexual polarity. Now, the law of sexual polarity allows for a woman to truly receive from a man that wants to please her. And a masculine man wants to please a feminine woman. Because of the way she makes him feel, he feels happy. And it's this dynamic that creates in her a spark. And it is this same spark that she will use to inspire, to ignite, to nurture a man to greatness. You know, you've heard it said, behind every great man is a woman. And in essence, what they're talking about is that energy that's created. I'm also sure that you've heard it said, can't live with them, can't live without them. And as you know, by now, male and female energies are quite different. It plays out like a paradox. You know, it plays out like a paradox when you really think about it. Because our energies are so different, in as much as It's our differences that create chemistry and ignites us. Yet in the same breath, it's these very differences that we at times find so frustrating. Thank God for information that explains our differences and that enables us to overcome our difficulties when it comes to guiding us to amplify and not minimize, or in fact, neutralize our sexual polarity when it comes to dating. There's this great book that I read many years ago by Dr. John Gray, Men Are From Mars and Women from Venus. And it really explains how to communicate with the opposite sex, because the man might be saying something, but the woman receives it differently, and vice versa. This was one of the things that I learned when I worked with, you know, those 120 men for 10 years, day in and day out. Quite different in our approach when it comes to communicating. So again, if you're kind of like confused in that area, reach out to me at valerieacampbell.com/contact, or you
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.